In this episode, we're going to talk about the difference between logicking and magicking, aka when are you using your brain to strategically plan and figure things out, and when are you leaving it up to the universe? Both are important, and there might be ways right now that they're a little bit imbalanced or you're leaning on one or the other. This episode is going to clear it up. You ready? Let's do it. Hello, you are listening to the Love Your Life as a Performer podcast. I'm Kelly Youngman, and I am the life coach for performers. I help actors, singers, and dancers love themselves and their lives way more. So keep listening to learn how you can love your life both on and off the stage. Hello, and welcome back to episode 26 of the Love Your Life as a Performer podcast. I want to take just a second to really acknowledge the shit out of my clients. I have just been honestly blown away by how much they're creating and how willing they are to implement the coaching and go out and do and create amazing shit. Not because they need my permission, but because they're granting themselves permission to claim more, to want more, and to be willing to believe that it's all possible and available to them. My clients have literally been 10Xing their vision and really stepping into the next level and iteration of who they want to become. And so if already, I mean, as I'm talking about it, it's literally inspiring the shit out of me. My clients go through a four-step process with me. They learn how to manage their minds, which allows them to feel better, which then gives them the mental space and capacity to even have the bandwidth to want and desire more. And that's when we move into step two, is where we really spend time intentionally deciding who they want to become, who they're ready to be, right? And then in step three, they're really learning how to start honoring and loving their decisions so that they can become the version of them that they want to be, right? They're taking the information and the feelings and the goals and the desires of who they want to become and putting it into action. So that's when you have to really learn what it looks like to have your own back, to trust yourself, and to keep honing the process of loving your decisions along the way, even when other people have freaking opinions that may or may not agree and align with yours, right? So it's like really loving you and your decisions in step three, right? And then step four is just committing, deciding that no matter what, you are so freaking committed to who you're becoming that it doesn't matter how long it takes. You're willing to do what it takes as long as it takes until it takes. And no, by this, we don't mean overwork or hustle or any of the shit, right? We just mean that you're not going to change your mind and you're going to be willing to connect and reconnect to your commitment over and over and over again, right? And so one of my clients mentioned this today, and so I want to share it with you, is that they did not realize that they were going to feel so good so quickly, right? If you're in a space where things have not been feeling amazing, just know that that is only step one of the process. And when you're learning how to manage your mind and you're learning how to relate to your life circumstances and yourself in a way that feels better, and you're not shit talking yourself as much, and again, you're like starting to move out of all of the patterns of your old self as you're stepping into who you're becoming, it's going to change energetically and literally, and you're going to feel better. And so that's when you get to start really being intentional and stepping into the creative process. When your brain is actually, again, managed and feeling good more of the time, and your thoughts are supporting what you want to create, that's like where all the fun begins. That's just the beginning. And then my clients really 10X their vision and stretch themselves to desire more and to allow themselves to desire more. And so if I'm talking about this and it's lighting you up and it already feels juicy as fuck, I want you to go to kellyyoungmanwellness.com/launch and get on my calendar. Book a launch call, because your life can feel that fun and bold and exciting and invigorating when you're really actively giving energy to the parts of you that want to be fulfilled, the visionary, the creative, the leader in you that's wanting to be expressed and shared with the world. If that part of you is like seeking your love and attention and nourishment, just know that you get to be the one to make the decision to honor it. You're going to go to kellyyoungmanwellness.com/launch to book a launch call. I work specifically with clients who are really ready to own their bigness. And when you step into a container with me, we just amplify your vision and create all of the safety and support to have you moving towards that with so much ease. And you know if it's for you, and you already know if I'm the right coach and I have the right energy to work with you, okay? So come to a launch call and let's uncover where you've been holding yourself back and like, let's really stoke the freaking fire, okay? All right. And so moving into today's episode, I want to talk about the difference between logicking and magicking, okay? And here is, I think, again, what makes my unique approach and philosophy to coaching different is that we do utilize both. Okay. It's not one or the other, and one method is not better than the other. We want to approach it and give your brain access to lots of different tools. Okay. But the thing that I see most often is where we start getting sort of unbalanced is when we're leaning in to one or the other and not accessing both. Right. And so what I mean by logicking is using your brain power, right? Trying to problem solve, air quote, problem solve from your brain and looking at the neutral facts and trying to sort of put the things together, trying to understand, you know, and quantify how many auditions have I gone to this week and how many auditions do I need to go to and how many auditions have I gone to in the past? I don't know. I'm using auditions as an example because I know no matter where we are in our career, we'll have times where we need to audition, right? But if you're looking at like, okay, how many auditions did I do last week? How many did I do this month? And trying to quantify what comes next and your sort of odds or doing the math to try to like solve the equation for how you can have the life and the money and the career you want to have, this is logicking, okay? And I was telling a client today on a call that logicking is sort of like when we are like doing a scavenger hunt. It's when you think you have to go out and figure out how and when and why you're going to meet the right person, whether it's the love of your life or the connection that's going to, you know, create your next Broadway contract or the casting director or whoever you're telling yourself you need to know in order to get in the room, right? And so if you are being highly, highly, highly logical and like overthinking to the point of having a freaking headache because you're like, I just don't see how it can happen, this is logicking, okay? And this is where you are trying to figure it out, right? We all know that energy of like, I need to fucking figure this out. That is your first sign that you are over logicking and you are trying to create your life from your brain, okay? And here's what I mean, that it's not necessarily good, bad, right, or wrong to use your brain as a tool. But it is not the only way to create in this lifetime, okay? And so I do want to share a couple instances where using your brain is useful and amazing, okay? The way that I approach thought work with my clients is by understanding the value of it, understanding that our life is created by our thoughts. So of course, we want to be intentional and we want to take the time to investigate with openness and lovingness and curiosity to see what is the script that is running in our brains, right? We want to give ourselves permission and the tools to find out and to observe and to witness, okay? And we also can start planting new seeds, new thoughts, new beliefs in order to create a new result. That is like a non-negotiation. You need to have the belief before the result, right? And now here is where we have to be just mindful of when you are over-logicking and trying to solve for shit. It's when you are trying to like bend your brain over backwards in order to find the next best step, in order to take the inspired action. But again, from all of this energy of like, I need to figure this the fuck out, and like it's not happening fast enough. A lot of the times we get into over-logicking when we think that things are not happening fast enough and our brain wants to tell us that we need to do more or that we're not doing enough. And so then we start thinking of all of the things and again, just like going into these thought loops of like, I'm being so productive by thinking and overanalyzing and I mean, a false sense of productivity, right? When we're just like honestly pulling ourselves out of the present and pulling ourselves out of our energy. Because when you're overthinking and over-logicking, you're no longer in the energy of who you are being. Right? That's how you'll know. If you are using your brain in a useful and, you know, supportive way of creating your goals, it might just look like giving yourself space and time to like go within and to start painting the vision and to start, you know, being intentional about the beliefs and how you want to feel and using it to create that energy, right? It'll be it's very clear and obvious when you're in it, okay? So first things first, I want you to notice the difference for you because this is going to be slightly different for everyone. What does it look like when you are over-logicking, okay? What are your unique signs to tell you that you're trying to figure shit out, that you're overthinking, and that your brain is just going around and around and around and around to try to solve for something? Okay. And what does it feel like distinctly when you're using your brain as a tool and allowing your thought work to actually support you? And what I mean by thought work is like literally looking at the thoughts, questioning yourself, and creating just like space and awareness to choose different intentional thoughts or different beliefs or just sitting with new ideas and possibilities, right? It's not good, bad, right, or wrong to use thought work. And you just want to be using it for you, not against you. Okay. And so now let's talk about magicking. Because the one thing that I see too is that when we lean into too much thought work, and again, that's relative, but if you are experiencing any of the signs where you're like, fuck, I've been thinking about this over and over and over, and I am looking around and I'm kind of panicked because I don't see a way with my thoughts or my beliefs and X, Y, and Z. This is when you know you can invite yourself back into magic. Okay. And what I mean by magicking is that you're relying on the universe to support and create and align all of the things you've been asking for, right? It's when you're focused less on your thoughts and what's happening in your brain and more on your body and how it feels. You're focusing more on your energy and your frequency, and you're allowing that to tap into how you are opening up to receive, okay? And this is when you are willing to ask the universe and call shit in rather than, like I said earlier, like scavenger hunting, right? Like, I gotta find the right connection. I gotta find the right opportunity. I gotta find the right thing. Versus when you're magicking, you allow yourself to feel good first and you allow yourself to love yourself and to trust that you're talented, to know that you're a freaking magical human and genius that has a connection to the universe. And you allow yourself to sit and receive and tune and align, right? And so instead of like trying to like do all the Google research to like find the right thing and find the right solution, you give yourself time and space to receive. You might even just ask like, hey, universe, I am ready to receive my next download. I am ready. and available for my next opportunity, right? And it's more of allowing and receiving and openness versus when we're over-logicking, it's totally tight and constricted and like trying to be super calculated, right? And here's the thing. The same way that you can over-logic, you can over-magic, okay? And this is where, again, I say this lovingly because I used to do it too. I used to just put everything up to the universe and totally not look at my shit and look at my brain and how it was feeling in my body. It's like, okay, universe, I'm trusting you. But like really in my body, how I was feeling was like doubt and fear and scarcity. And so even though I'm talking about it in the sense of like air quote over magicking, it's really like when you're giving all of the responsibility to the universe and not taking full responsibility of how you're showing up and how you're feeling and the way that you're actually moving through the world, okay? And so here is why we need both. Because in those moments of over-magicking, we can use thought work to bring us back to truth. And when we are over-logicking, you can use magic to come back to the ease of trusting that the universe is also co-creating with you, right? So they go hand in hand and you need both. You need the logic and you need the magic, right? And the thing is that two of these, logic and magic, are not mutually exclusive. It almost like, again, it blows my mind when people who do thought work think that like woo energy or like, you know, the law of attraction or things like that are like so out there. And they're like still teaching you how to create beliefs even when you haven't seen evidence yet. I'm like, hello, we're literally talking about law of attraction here. It's like aligning to what you want to receive, right? And then it's so fascinating to me too when, you know, people who teach things that lean more on the intuitive magic side that they think that like using thought work is like over manipulating and, you know, I don't know, like it takes you away from your magic versus seeing that thought work can allow you to lean into your magic, right? And so I've been so freaking lucky. I was thinking about this yesterday. I have learned from the highest quality coaches in my career. Like I have invested big and I have gotten big. I have received big from working with coaches at this caliber where I have gotten the best of thought work, the best of magic, and I've been able to integrate it into my own method of coaching where we, again, look at the thoughts. We don't avoid the thoughts in the idea that it's taking away from the magic. We lean in to creating safety and uncovering these stories in order to create room for more magic. And again, you know, if we're leaning a little magic heavy and not looking at like, oh, well, what are the actual thoughts that are creating this same scenario over and over and over again? That's where I think just like thought work can be such a useful and valuable tool to have to understand what thoughts are creating your feelings and actions and your results in a very tangible, digestible way, right? They go together. And this is what I offer my clients, the magic and the logic. And so I want you to just be aware of, have you been leaning into the magic around you? Have you been remembering that you are the creator of your world? What you think and believe and envision to be coming for you and the level and extent to which you believe it will indicate and determine the speed of your receiving, right? And have you been taking time to equally intentionally create the thoughts and beliefs that are going to support you and keep you plugged into your magic? Are you utilizing your consciousness and your focus and the literal sentences in your head in a way that serves you? And when you are doing both, the logicking and the magicking in a way that is like chef's kiss, both of them are supporting you equally, that is when you will experience the most freedom, happiness, and success in your life. Because again, all of that comes from you and what you are allowing yourself to believe is available to you. Okay, so now you know the difference between logicking and magicking, and you can start leaning into both of them in your favor. And if you know you're in the middle of creating some big shit and you want to be using your time and energy in a way that's serving you, you want to make sure that you are logicking and magicking in a way that supports you and your vision. And the best way to do that is by working with me for 6 months. Okay. This is what I do with my clients all day, every day. And you can actually learn how to do this too. Giving yourself the time and the space to be in a container with a coach is unlike any other experience you've ever had. And you can't do this on your own. Okay. You just can't. I can't even do it on my own. That's why I hire coaches to help me logic and magic and get to where I'm going faster too. Not that there's urgency, but like if you want to have it, why not now? Right? Why not now? Why not you? Why not now? This is the time to keep expanding and giving yourself permission to have every single thing that you want. And so especially if you're creating some big shit, you want to have a coach. And when you're supporting your internal world, that's when you truly can create anything and everything that you want, both on and off the stage. So go to kellyyoungmanwellness.com/launch to book your call now, and let's freaking go. All right, I will meet you back here for another episode. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you did, make sure to share it with a friend who is also an actor, singer, or dancer. You can also help spread the word by leaving us a review wherever you listen to podcasts in order to help people find this resource. Lastly, you can find me on Instagram at Kelly Youngman Wellness. And if you're interested in coaching, make sure to head to kellyyoungmanwellness.com/waitlist to join my list now. See you soon.